When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Eco Chic, a podcast all about practical science and sustainability. My name is Laura, and I am a graduate student studying climate science. If you're new to Eco Chic, welcome. I am so, so happy to have you here. This podcast is a really cool place to share a lot of things that I take for granted, like general climate change education or personal sustainability efforts. Things that are not necessarily common knowledge, but totally should be. Every week, we're talking about climate change and sustainability from a bunch of different angles, but also sharing personal tips on how to be a more responsible citizen of the planet. Today, it is just me here on the pod. The last couple weeks, we've been having guests, and we've learned so much from so many cool people, but I haven't done a solo episode in a little while, so I thought I would mix it up a little bit, and I hope y'all enjoy. On episode 10 of Eco Chic, we talked about fast fashion. So this was the first time that we really opened the conversation on sustainability in the fashion industry. The fashion industry is the second most wasteful industry in the world, following, of course, just oil, which is pretty wild if you think about it, because fashion is something that we don't really think twice about when it comes to eco-consciousness a lot of the time. We are very bombarded with fast fashion, so that's like the Forever 21s, the H&Ms, the Zaras of the world. Disposable fashion, things that you just wear for a season and then get rid of. So I really am excited to be reopening up this conversation of fast fashion. Something that I advocated for quite a bit in episode 10 was the idea of secondhand shopping, thrift shopping for clothing items. So this, of course, takes something out of the waste stream, which is really awesome. You take a piece of textiles out of just being thrown into a landfill. Then you end up also thrifting and getting something that's really unique, something that not everybody else is wearing, something that a lot of the time is super discounted compared to a new item of clothing. So all around, thrift shopping is a really good move. But the thing with thrifting is that I feel like it's definitely a skill. You're not like good at it right away. It's not something that you can just, you know, pick up and then find everything you've ever wanted at a thrift store like on your first run. So I have rounded up some of my favorite tips and tricks, I guess we're going to call them, for thrifting and just making your first few trips a little bit more efficient so that you can really get into the sustainable shopping lifestyle. Because like, what's more eco-chic than shopping secondhand? So on that note, I would like to just kind of outline five of my favorite things that I like to recommend to people when it comes to thrifting. And then also at the end of this episode, I have a whole bunch of thrift shops across the country that I would like to talk about a little bit. We've got a lot of information. The show notes today will be pretty extensive, so please go down there if you need any additional notes, references, whatever. I'm really excited to be sharing this all with you. And if at the end of this episode you have anything that you'd like to recommend to others or any thrift shops in particular that you really like in your area, please go ahead and let me know either via DM or even better in a review or a rating of the podcast on iTunes, and I will go ahead and add it to the notes so that we can all continue to share this information. So I would first like to preface all of these tips with the idea that today I am primarily talking about curated thrift shopping for clothing. So homewares and things of the sort, I like to find just like at a Goodwill or at a Savers or a garage sale or, you know, anything along those lines. When it comes to clothing, it's sometimes hard to just find something super hip and trendy and like something that all of your friends are going to lust over and you can just be like, oh, it's vintage, that kind of stuff. Those are the thrift stores that I'm talking about today. So I recommend always just like shopping secondhand when it comes to anything in your life that you want to buy new. It's surprisingly easy if you kind of get into a groove. But today we're talking about cool clothes. So my first tip when it comes to thrifting is that if it's possible, I would definitely recommend shopping mid-week. So better than a Saturday or Sunday, you obviously have a lot less people in the thrift stores, but also a lot of stores have sales midweek, and also there is more inventory because that's when they're restocking primarily. So this also works for the homewares type general thrift stores. Like I know that my Savers has 20% off on Thursdays. So it's a good day to go buy my jars or like whatever else I'm gonna need that day. But a lot of other thrift stores will have colored tag sales based on different days of the week, just like always midweek. And then they're restocking. So that's when they are going through their inventory and just putting things out on the floor. So that's like my primary tip for getting cream of the crop. If possible, shop midweek. My second tip is to definitely keep yourself accountable when it comes to thrifting. This primarily is looking at budget. Keep yourself accountable. It's so easy to like gather up a bunch of things and be like, oh, I'm saving $50. I'm saving $100. But actually, you're not saving anything. You're spending that money. So if you are thrifting and just get really excited, it's easy to feel this like weird secondhand guilt afterwards of all the money you spent, of all these things that you don't actually need or want or whatever. So keep yourself accountable of like what you actually are interested in bringing into your closet, how much you're actually interested in spending, because it's really, really easy to get carried away when you're thrifting to just like justify spending money because things are discounted. My third tip is super important when it comes to thrifting. Know your measurements. So sizing especially is not consistent between brands, over years, things like that. This is especially true if you are buying vintage jeans. So you could be a size 0 if you're buying something at the mall, and then a 6 in secondhand jeans, and then an 8 in another pair of secondhand jeans. So it's really just important to know your measurements from like a numbers perspective. At a certain point, sizes literally don't mean anything. It's a little bit easier if you're shopping for things like jackets or maybe t-shirts, but especially when it comes to pants or shoes, even belts, things of the sort, know your sizes, maybe know the European conversions for your current mall sizes. All of those things could be helpful because it's definitely disheartening to gather up a bunch of things in a thrift store, go into a dressing room, and then realize that either nothing fits you because it's too small, too big, half the things fit you. It's just like all around a bad situation. So know your measurements. Maybe bring a measuring tape if you want to be super proactive in measuring things out at the thrift store before you try them on. Tip 4, do not wait around. If you know you're going to want a particular item of clothing one day, buy it today. If you see it and you are going to want it eventually, but like maybe you don't have a place to wear it yet or an event in mind, just buy it if it's discounted. This kind of goes against my like keep yourself accountable pro tip earlier, but let's just keep in mind that if it's something like really, really special, someone else is going to snatch it up before you can come back and pick it up for whatever event comes to mind. So for example, I found a really incredible, totally full sequined romper that I will post a picture of somewhere. And it was new with tags from Revolve. The tags read $280 and it was 20 bucks at a Buffalo Exchange, and I had nowhere to wear it, but I was just like so in love, and I was like, one day I'm gonna want this if I go to Vegas or if I have like a great birthday party or New Year's Eve or whatever. So I bought it in February and didn't wear it until May, but I was like very, very happy that I had bought it, because then all my friends were like, where the heck you get this full sequin romper? And I'm like, believe it or not, it was thrifted. So I knew I was gonna want it eventually. I bought it. It was hard to kind of like keep myself accountable and justify it because I'm like, Laura, you're trying to, you know, reduce the amount of shit in your closet. But, you know, at a certain point, it was something special. So like, go for it. My last tip when it comes to thrifting, besides don't wait around, go with an open mind. If you go to a thrift shop thinking, I need to buy vintage Levi's shorts today, you're not going to find them. I am a big believer in manifestation for other areas of your life, but when it comes to thrifting, that's just like not the situation. That's not what's going to happen. So you have to go with a really open mind, be like, I'm looking for shorts, but maybe they'll be denim, maybe they'll be linen, maybe they'll be Levi's, maybe they'll be some other brand. So definitely go with an open mind. That being said, there are some things that are easier to thrift, in my opinion, than others. Like maybe I've had some uncharacteristically good luck, but I've thrifted maybe 4 amazing denim jackets. Denim jackets are really nice because they're already a little bit broken in, and the sizes are much more reasonable than jeans in particular when it comes to denim. So maybe there's a couple of general items that you're looking for, and that's great to just like be on the lookout for. But again, open mind, that's the way to thrift. Now I want to talk about where to thrift. The easiest place to shop secondhand in 2018 is online. There are some great apps for reselling clothing like Poshmark and Depop. Etsy also has a bunch of really great vintage resale stores. You just kind of have to know what you're looking for so that you can pare down your search a little bit. Across the country, beyond a standalone brick and mortar thrift shop, a flea market is actually an awesome place to look for curated vintage pop-ups. Like in LA, the Rose Bowl flea market has some really good pop-ups. Brooklyn Flea in Dumbo is of course super, super hip. There are also some really good pop-ups at festivals sometimes, like my town had an Oktoberfest where there was a handful of secondhand pop-up shops, or some of them like in those vans that I think are really cool. Some music festivals have great market sections, and there's always some really hip thrifting going on there. I also just want to mention some thrift stores in cities where I know I have listeners that I've personally visited that I've gotten recommendations for. So if you're interested in dipping your toes into the culture of trendy, hip, secondhand shopping, I have a bunch of recs. I will go through them now again, but I will 100% be listing them in the show notes so you can refer back to all of these recs. Please let me know if you visited a new thrift store as per any of these recommendations, or if you have any additional stores that you'd like to share with the rest of the Eco Chic family. Go ahead and let me know, send me a DM, and I'll add it to the show notes. The first thing I really need to mention, I went to school in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I got really into thrifting originally via Rumors. It's in Carrboro. They also have a location in Richmond, Virginia. And Rumors also has a super active Instagram page where they sell a lot of things. It's a lot of more like grungy, hip, really reasonably priced stuff. And that's what got me really into thrifting because they have a really good curated collection. Don't feel like there's a great culture in South Florida of really curated thrift stores. I like Miami Twice. They have really cool, super vintage clothes and a lot of Art Deco memorabilia. That's just off the intersection of Bird Road and Ludlum. Otherwise, there's a lot of awesome vintage consignment stores where you can find designer items super discounted. If you're looking for a discount on something a little bit more high-end, like maybe designer bags or other specialty clothing items, Miami consignment shops are a really great place to look. Keeping on the East Coast, I want to mention a few curated thrift shops in New York City. I had some awesome luck recently at Beacon's Closet in Williamsburg, and there's a couple other ones in Brooklyn. And there's also a Beacon Closet in East Village. I've heard that that one is the most expensive of the shops. My sister has found some really good things at L Train Vintage, also East Village, but there's a bunch of locations in New York City. My friend Ginger would like to recommend Housing Works. They have a bunch of thrift shops in both Manhattan and Brooklyn, and Housing Works does a lot of advocacy and nonprofit work for healthcare and homelessness across New York City. Ginger is definitely one of the most fashion-forward people I've ever known, so if she recommends it, I am believing it wholeheartedly. She found a pair of vintage Prada slides for $20 at the Housing Works in East Village. On the West Coast, I personally love Buffalo Exchange. I feel like Buffalo Exchange is the gold standard for curated thrift stores. If you don't know where to start secondhand shopping, Buffalo Exchange is like really a great, great place. They've got two in New York, they've got stores all over the country, but I believe Buffalo Exchange started in California, so I feel like they're especially strong on the West Coast. There is a Buffalo in Charlotte. I know I have quite a few listeners in the Charlotte area, and I'm really sorry, but I don't have more recommendations than that. In Arizona, I've had really good luck at the Buffalo Exchange down in Tempe. I was kind of unimpressed with the one in downtown Phoenix, but I've also visited the Buffalo in Santa Monica, which is awesome. And otherwise in Arizona, I found a couple of really great pieces at the Runway Fashion Exchange in Flagstaff. It's all color-coded and really, really organized, and the girls are super helpful if there's something specific that you're looking for. In Los Angeles, Melrose Trading Post is also never disappointing. So well curated. My friend Elizabeth also recommends Wasteland. They're in Santa Monica and Studio City. If you watched Girl Boss on Netflix, Wasteland is kind of like the vibe of that thrift store where she buys super hip things that are totally undervalued and then resells them. There's also a Wasteland in San Francisco. I also got recommendations for Los Angeles of the Council Thrift Shop. There are three LA locations, and the proceeds go towards supporting different youth education programs and mental health organizations throughout Los Angeles. I know I just threw a lot of info out there, but again, I'm just so thankful for everyone who has sent me recommendations where I've found really good things. And I hope that we can all continue to curate these thrifty skills together because, again, thrift shopping is not something that you just like jump into and you're automatically good at. It's something that you kind of have to practice. And thrifting is really great. Again, let's just go over the reasons, because you are taking something out of the waste stream. You get something really discounted. You get something super cute and unique and something that not all of your friends are wearing. So all around, a really good culture that I am very proud to be a part of. If you enjoyed this episode of Eco Chic, please go ahead and subscribe, leave me a rate, a review. You can do it right here in the podcast app, wherever you're listening. So it really takes no effort whatsoever. Ratings and reviews are important because that's how people find out about the podcast, how I can continue to connect with people, bring on cool experts in the field to talk with y'all. So I'm really, really thankful for anyone who has sent me their support in some way. And if you want to talk about practical science and sustainability or anything along those lines, please feel free to slide into my DMs. That's the easiest way to get in contact with me. I am at Laura E. Diaz. And you can also email me if that's what your preference is. I'm laura@lauraedias.com. Everything will be, of course, linked down below. And otherwise, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a really awesome day. Bye.